So how did you get involved in this production?
Well, Theatre of the New City approached me last fall and asked for a proposal for their season. I had worked there before at the Dream Up Festival with my show Open Up a couple of years ago, and it was such a wonderful experience. I just love working with everyone there, and it's really an amazing place where free ideas can really reign, and people can have access to space and resources without a lot of control from the administration, or they're just very open-minded and accepting there. So I was very interested in doing another piece there. So Robert and I met, and he had been working on an opera about time travel and just sort of writing some little pieces of poetry and doing some compositions. At that point, they had some electronic music influences in them. But, you know, he had kind of been going through the idea and just developing it. And we actually sat down and came up with a concept for the opera as it is now, and decided to use frogs and robots in a post-apocalyptic setting to as a metaphor for a new form of civilization. And we kind of really loosely thought through and put in a proposal to Theatre for the New City, and they got excited about it and offered us a spot for the week of May 12th, and the show's running the 15th through the 18th. So we got to work right away. We got together with the Ouroboros Collective, and we all kind of sat down and talked about it. And I wrote the libretto, and Robert has been composing the music since then, for I guess about the past 6 months. And just every person that we've brought on has been so wonderful, and we have a really amazing group. And it's a fun project because it takes place in outer space and also on a new version of Earth a couple thousand years in the future. So it's fun to imaginative and fun to create this world.
I was going to say, just, you know, the whole plot and everything that you've kind of like laid out, you need a really infectious and passionate cast to bring this all out. So can you just talk a little bit about them and what makes them so interesting?
Yeah, sure. We have, the opera is presented in sort of a unique way. The singers and the orchestra are all in the orchestra area, and the singers are not on stage. You can see them, but they're sort of slightly off stage. All of the action that you see on stage is our dancers, who are not speaking or singing. They're just moving and pantomiming. And then we have, so they're all incredibly gifted movers and very expressive, and the orchestra and the singers that we have are really of the highest quality. They're incredible. And then we have two actors who are in the piece, one of which is off stage only, and one comes on stage for one section. The off stage actor is Jay Painter, who you probably remember from my show Bomb Shelter a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first show you saw.
Yes.
He played the grandfather in that. So he's actually not seen on stage, but he is only heard. And he plays the main astronaut, who is sort of the protagonist of the story. We see his reaction to everything, and then his cohort in the spaceship is astronaut Jose, who is played by Pablo Narvez, who is an amazing experimental musician who is actually performing on stage in the piece, as well as in the voiceover. He really brings an amazing spiritual quality, and I wrote this part for him because he just embodied something that I wanted to express so well, and he's been incredibly committed. And Jay Painter also is such an unbelievable professional, and, you know, his ability to the different accents and different voices is really uncanny. At one point, that point of the voiceover, he impersonates Jose, who has a Spanish accent, and he does it so well that it's almost confusing. Like, you almost think that it's Jose speaking for a second because you can't see them. So he's just really such a pro and always an incredible joy to work with. So yeah, they really, the voiceover element really keeps the narrative plot moving through and brings the whole thing together and you know, it keeps it conscious for the audience.
Who do you think is the target demographic for this? Who do you think will enjoy it the most, considering, you know, that it's not your your typical opera or your typical theater production?
That's a great question. I hope we find that out throughout this process. I would assume that the audience is, it's very broad because the piece is kind of for all ages. There's nothing, I mean, the dancers are kind of scantily clad, but other than that, there's really nothing profane or suggestive in the piece, even though it is rather surreal and absurdist at times. It is very much an epic and could be received by someone from, I would say, age 8 or 10 through old age. So it is sort of friendly for all audiences. And it has, you know, very complex, high-level musical performance as well as very evocative dance. But the story itself is rather easy to follow. So I think people who are aficionados of either music or dance would find something, and then people who just like to be entertained at the theater can also have an access point. So I'm hoping that the audience will sort of transcend those boundaries and bring people together in a shared experience.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the production that we haven't touched base on?
I hope people come. I'm really, really proud of it. I think it's the best work that we've ever done as a group. And I feel very confident that it's very different and original. And it's just being done at a very high level. And I think it's very moving. And the message is sort of ubiquitous and relevant to everyone. So I hope people come see it, and we'd love any feedback at this point. We're developing two more parts, so essentially it will be a three-part full-length opera. So this is the first experiment, and we're just really excited to get people in there to see what we're up to.